Wild Talk Radio Network. My time is now, now. It's the franchise where I'm shining now, now. You can't see me, my time is now.
Okay, so hi. Hello. Hi. I think everyone can in chat can say hi. Or maybe not, I don't know. Hi. So what we're doing for the next 10-12 minutes, we're gonna throw it back a little bit. We're gonna let y'all experience some moments of a thing called CB Radio. You know, this show, whatever we're about to do. I figured since we got some time and we haven't done anything live tonight, we might as well throw it back a little bit and let y'all hear some stuff that, because we're on the road. It's 800 episodes. We're getting there. We're doing a thing in 3 weeks. So we might as well, while we have 10 minutes to like talk, let's talk and throw it back a little bit. Cause there's, you know, it's the road to 800, and why not? Well, there's no other time than the present to do it.
Welcome. You've got mail.
WTRTIM Stein just subscribed to the movement.
Thanks for the gifted sub, number one. Two, that's hysterical that it went to Tim. Oh, it went to fucking Tim. Awesome, thanks. Anyway, let's throw it back. Here's your first throwback. It's because it's CB Radio Live. Yes, things happen. Stuff happened. I'm unmute Brent too. You don't have to hear it through there. You can hear it through here if you want. I don't know. I'm gonna mute it here. Thing.
You never know what will happen when you tune in to CB Radio.
Are you serious? That's the number two.
That's currently number seven. It was number two at one point.
Apparently it's big or something, but I don't know what the fuck it is. It sounds like a gangbang or something.
Techno gangbang. Maybe the world needs to end. End of the world Gangnam style.
Weird shit. Wow. Comes popular. Like, I swear I've heard all about this stuff, but I was like, what is this, like a fucking martial art, or is this type of food or something? I don't know what the hell it is. Is it sexual position? I play my, you know, work schedule and whatnot, but...
Watch the video.
Okay, let me get the video then.
What the fuck?
Oh, I thought the people were going to be showing at the party. Where are you from, the style over here?
I told you, I told you. Not the pelvic thrust. Did Mr. Sulu in the sky? Oh, they're riding that pony.
Yeah, I don't hurt you.
That 800 million? Oh, I'm scared for the future. Yeah. This is why I don't go to clubs and dance, because I can't do this shit. Hey, I make sure the club's staying still. I'd lean on that wall. I make sure I got drinks in my hand, and I make sure that club's staying still.
Oh, yeah, he's going to be dreaming about him.
Oh, man, damn it. Now I got to... You gotta play something else, Rock. I'm having a wake up and start riding the damn donkey.
Hey, Margarita!
Oh, I hate that song. Rock, I think you just replaced the same song. Now I'm watching some Hispanic dude do it in my head. Oh, now it's being cross-referenced with the Asian dude. Oh, they're having a mass Macarena.
Tune in to CB Radio Saturdays, midnight Eastern Time on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
God bless, I was made in America.
Well, thanks again for the gift of sub. For a second one, you don't have to, don't stop spending money. Stop with the spending of the money, number one. So that was one throwback. Here's another one. This one is me and Brent getting heated, kinda.
That moment when a debate actually breaks out during the greater than a great debate. and it's Lauren from Boy Meets World taking on Terrence Winningham, Sister Sister.
I'm going with that homewrecker, Velma, from the Scooby-Doo movies.
Lauren cannot win. She tried to break up the best couple in the world, so she gets eliminated.
No, Lauren's moving on.
No, she's getting eliminated.
Brock, fuck you.
She's getting eliminated. She tried to break them up.
No, it's not her fault, okay?
It is her fault.
If he had doubt, then it's on him.
It's her fault.
No, she didn't do anything. She was just there. Corey was the one who took the steps.
She knew what she was doing.
No, she didn't do anything.
She knew exactly what she was doing.
Okay, this is the greater than great debate right now, okay? No. Lauren didn't do anything. She didn't pressure him. She didn't put him in any weird situation. She was just there.
Who was the one who left the note?
All she did let him know her feelings. She didn't say, come meet me in my room and bone me.
Do you know what the note actually said? No. Thank you. Get her out of here.
Join us for more greater than great debates. Saturday nights, midnight-ish Eastern, during CB Radio, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Score, of course, too. Yes, it happened! Rock is secretly fuming right now.
Fucking homeworker. Anyway, the voice you heard in that commercial is one of the Lone Jobber. So in honor of him, let's butcher some names.
Who is the greatest hockey player of all time? CB Radio has decided.
Butchering some names. Frank Nyberg versus Joe Nieuwendyken. Nieuwendyk.
I'm going to go with Nieuwendyk.
Yes.
Nieuwendyk. Wow. That is not what it looks like. Sweeney Schneider versus Matt Schmidt.
It's Milt, not Matt.
Whatever. I figured that was going to help out Team Chat. Finally, someone who has a real name. Brad Park gets Mark Messier.
Messier.
What the hell?
Messier. Fucking lynch him. Get a rope.
He has a goddamn R at the end. Screw you.
I can only wait till he gets to that Wayne Gretzky guy.
Guy Lafleur versus Lauren Chatbot. You added a D. Yes, I did. On purpose. Brett Hull versus Ray Borkew.
Bjork? Ray fucking Finkel.
Bjork. Okay, whatever.
Just think of the Swedish chef.
Fischler versus Wayne Gretzky.
Gretzky. I'll be the Gretzky guy.
Way to play into it, Jobber. Way to play into it.
Pavel.
Oh, Bure? God.
Wait. Pavel. Bure? What? How did I have a response?
Bure.
Pavel Bure.
Bure. Okay.
Oh, my God.
French. Jerome Ignilia.
Aginla.
What?
Aginla.
Aginla? Versus Joe Sakic. That's where I was going to go originally, but I figured it was going to be pronounced differently than I was expecting.
Jerome Aginla, one of the all-time greatest Calgary Flames players of all time.
Okay, Sakic. So I'm going to go with Joe.
I'll move Joe Sakic on. I can feel the hatred now for that last one.
You're all idiots.
It's the Greater Than Great Debate, heard Saturday night, midnight-ish Eastern on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
So once upon a time, we held an election on this show to crown the CB Radio president, which everyone knows is the Lone Jobber. But how did we get there, you ask? How did we get there? Well, we held an entire election. We ran campaigns and all the things. Held a poll. Back in, 2016? Is that how long ago it was? It's been a minute. Maybe we should have had a new president by now. I don't know. But we did the election results live on the air, and this is how it all came together.
And the votes are in.
All right, the voting is officially ended.
How many votes was there?
There were 912 votes.
Wow.
That's the second to last vote. 911 was you, sub. That's a lot of fucking votes.
Thank you very much.
Actually, wait, no.
We almost got as many as Matt Hardy.
Wait, no, 913. I refreshed it at the end.
One good thing about this, no matter what happens and who wins, you're going to have all of us on the cabinet. Because one way or the other, we're going to win.
I don't think Rob chose a single one of us, did he?
No, he didn't.
What about us?
What? No, I picked Rob.
Yeah, he picked me.
Yeah, he picked Rock, the moderator. Right? He's the producer who doesn't produce anything. Come on now.
He hasn't said a bad thing about me all the time. He's been very polite.
That's because he has to seem like he's Switzerland for a reason, and you're rewarding Switzerland.
Hey, I like the chocolate.
Coming in fourth place with 4% of the vote.
Wait, what?
Jobber.
Coming in at fourth place with 4% of the vote.
Was candidate Subway making Getting High great again?
What? I was last? Oh, this is fucking... I'm going to go burn something. How the hell did Rob get above me? Rob didn't even kill on Facebook.
Now, we have a tie for second place.
Wow.
Holy shit.
Really?
But in the tie, because percentage-wise, one person has two more votes than the other, but you're still in the same percentage.
Damn, that's close.
So coming in at third is Ace.
Yes! Whoa! Woo! Holy God, I'm shocked. I bet you, yeah, I know what happened. I swear to God, if Rob won, everybody hit in his name by mistake when they were supposed to be hitting my name.
Or my name was right above it, though.
Is it a couple of times when I went to go vote for me, I accidentally clicked on Jobber? I was so pissed.
So which means the president of the CB Radio Party is... the Lone Jobber, Lone Jobber.
Woohoo!
Alright, so it boiled down to Jobber had 40% of the vote.
Holy fuck!
Rob's been in third place the entire time and pulled ahead tonight at the very end. It was boiled down to 257 votes for Rob, 255 for Ace. Both had 28% of the vote.
Wow! How many did Jobber have?
366.
Jesus.
Fucking nobody voted for me.
You know what? Thank you all. It proves that trying does matter.
Check out the entire CB Radio Party election fun at CBRadioLive.com.
Really creepy voiceover, dude. I don't know. Anyway, that's some throwback as we head into 800 here in 3 weeks.
He gets elected president and then never shows up again.
So what the election thing was, back in 2016, we held an actual election right around the presidential time for like, what, a month and a half, 2 months?
A month and a half.
About a month and a half. We did campaigns and everything.
Actually did debate.
I actually did some debates on the show. And we did it for 6 weeks. Yeah, 6 weeks, something like that. And we just sort of created a CB Radio president who doesn't show up anymore.
No, he used to have a presidential minute he was responsible for.
He was only in charge of 1 minute. 1 minute on the show.
Even then, he couldn't prep it.
He was always stalling at the end. He couldn't figure it out. But it was always the presidential minute. So that's kind of what happened way back in the day. So
does that mean next year we're actually going to have to do it with the next presidential debate? Next presidential election?
I mean, we skipped the last one. So we might, maybe we do it for the next one?
Oh, God. Open it up to all of... WTR.
I mean, we've got Canadians. Can they actually run for president? No, they can't run for president. But
I mean, here's the thing. They were running for the president of the CB Radio Party.
Yeah.
That doesn't necessarily mean that they're actually, like, president of the nation. There was never a constitution that established, like, what the requirements are to be president. We never said it had to be a natural born citizen.
This is true. We make up our own rules on the show. This is very true. You want the intern as the president? Why?
Oh God, you want an intern to have that much power? You
really want to give him power? More than he already has?
I mean, I've already got the corner, and I keep track of all the stats, so.
He is stat guy.
Yeah, speaking of, that did.
That was a
That
show.
Did happen tonight.
That did happen. I mean, being here doesn't mean you make a good president. And as always, I'm legally disqualified from being president.
He just doesn't want the job.
I have to be I'm Switzerland. I gotta be the, you know.
Well, that and, I mean, you're already just the producer. Do you really want another title?
I don't need another title. So, I can't, because legally, just for legal reasons, because I just can't. It's just because I'm the one that sets it all up. I can't be the one to, you know. Do it. So.
I'm doing final calculations here. This is funny.
It was a bad night, I think.
It was, yeah, it was not great for it. This is why sometimes we need that like 7 or 8 match card so that you can like lose a few and still do well.
Yeah.
Yeah. A group of us did not do that hot.
Yeah.
Two people did. You'll find out tomorrow night who did well.
Tomorrow night on WTR tonight. Anyway, I guess I gotta hit the intro because we gotta go live and do the thing and all the fun.
Oh yeah, we gotta officially do the show.
We gotta actually officially, unless you guys just want this to be the show and I don't have to play the intro and I'll just edit the intro in. How about we do that? We'll do that.
Talking
to the radio show. It's actually a lot radio station.
For real?
Yeah.
Can I be on that radio station?
You can. You want to talk to me?
I need to talk to him.
You got to talk to him. Hold on one second.
Are you ready for a show where nothing is too taboo?
I'm waiting for like a cop to pull up. What are you doing out here on this corner, boy?
Just doing a radio show, officer.
You're like, you know, I'll be like, you looking for a good time, officer? Is that a donut on your penis, or are you just happy to see me? Oh, that's an eclair, son of a bitch.
It's a Boston cream pie.
Gosh, that's the Boston cream, baby.
And for the show where everything is fair game,
I want to put my dick on a flag and fly it above my house. I'll fucking do it. We could sing a song about it. We sell banana, B-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A. There's our island theme song. We spell banana, B-A-N-A-N-A.
Good thoughts. Give me your, I don't know, what's the first thing you think of when you see your dick? That's a good thought.
Pussy.
Then put the children to bed.
Like, I swear I've heard all about this stuff, but I was like, what is this, like a fucking martial art or this type of food or something? I don't know what the hell it is. Is it sexual position?
I got the pooper going to be showing up to party. Oh, you done the vow over here.
And pour yourself a cold one. As it's time for your only excuse to be home on Saturday nights.
First of all, has anyone ever told you that you have the laugh of a drunken schoolgirl?
Yeah, I have, actually. That's what's gotten me laid.
Yeah, I could be playing with myself.
Oh, it's all going to be coming really, really soon.
You sitting down? Stand up real quick.
I'll be right back. I'm going to go grab a bucket in case I decide to hurl.
If you hurl, you're a fucking girl.
Oh, not the pelvic thrust.
It's time for CB Radio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to CB Radio Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. CBRadioLive.com, twitch.tv/WTLive. We're live. Maybe I'll add in the whole bit into the show. Maybe we'll do that. I don't know. We'll figure it out. We're here. We're doing it live. So let's switch over the thing and everything and make it official. We are CB Radio. You have Amazon Prime linking to your Twitch account. It's called Prime Gaming. Support the channel by clicking the red or rectangular button, which means you could go rock and talk and afford an item shop. Hashtag Epic Partner. I'm Sorokin. That's the intern. We should
What's
be
up?
Joined by Robin Sub at some point. We actually have a show plan. I have fun and exciting things planned for this show. We need people. So.
I mean, I'm people. What the hell?
Okay, if it's just you guessing it, it's not really a game.
True, because I usually do pretty well at it.
You really do pretty well at it. So we kind of, I need at least one person.
To balance it
to
out.
Unless we go with a chat, but chats will be delayed. We'll see what happens if and when
people show up.
We'll figure that part out.
And Rock, what is our debate for tonight?
The new words of 2023, because the dictionary added 690 new words, and they put out a few of them. So we took out the few they gave us and made a debate.
Oh, I hate you so much looking at some of these.
It's not my fault.
I know. I hate society, too.
It's more society. I had to like put what?
Riz? Riz is a fish? I hate the people now.
So, there's that, and we will talk about that.
Oh my god. We'll talk about it later. There's one that's funny.
Brent's soul is like just sort of going in different places here. Anywho. But that's to come in a little bit later on in the program. But since we're gonna kill some time, I told him to put together a short corner. So we're gonna do the short interns corner.
School is now in session. It's time to step inside the classroom to learn some meaningful knowledge about movies, wrestling, music, video games, and more. This is the Intern's Corner.
Let's go.
All right. Usually I have to wait for you because sometimes it cuts out on the audio.
I got it. We're good.
All right. So, We're doing an abbreviated thing. We're not going to talk wrestling history because, well, we just had a wrestling pay-per-view. So that was our wrestling fill for today.
Stuff happened. Tune in tomorrow night and Thursday to hear thoughts and opinions.
Yeah, stuff did happen.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So we're just going to do celebrity birthdays and our movie of the week.
Sounds
so
good.
Celebrity birthdays. All we've got is Rock here. So we'll guess and chat. You can join in too, just to make sure we get at least a what?
I said yes.
Yes. So chat will be joining in to help Rock out because he overseas and between two ferns, Zach Galifianakis celebrated his birthday last Sunday. I see chat with 42. I can't hear anything from Rock. Oh, hang on just a second. Oh, right, okay.
Right. Got it. We're good. Something
there
got
we go.
Something got muted in the background. I had to fix it.
Gotcha.
52. Since chat said 42.
All right. Chat both went 42. So the answer is 54. He is 54 years old. Next up, she is a singer. I believe she's been in a movie or two. And she is also a coach on NBC's The Voice, married to another one of their coaches, Gwen Stefani, from No Doubt.
Ain't no holler back girl. She ain't no holler back girl. B-A.
Just to let you know.
N-A.
This shit is bananas.
It is bananas. B-A. N-A. 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 N-A.
S.
S.
Another great CB radio moment.
52, 54, 53 then. I'll go in between the two of them.
Who said 54?
Sarah did. Highland Trash.
All right. That is the correct answer. Next up, sharing the same day of birth, but not the same year, from the American Pie series and role models, Sean William Scott.
These all feel like they're all going to be in the same age right now.
Look, this week was very, very kind of slim pickings on birthdays.
No, it's not a bad thing. It's like they're like, all the
it
same.
It just so happened a lot of people are around the same thing.
In the same era. Chat, what do you think? I'm going to base my answer off of chat. We got a 50. Stifler is 55, according to Matt. We got a 40, 46. Go 47?
Rock, 47.
Hey.
All right, next up, she was in Dead Man Walking. She was in Stepmom. She's married to Tim Robbins. And she is a very vocal person in the political movements. It is Susan Sarandon.
Okay, she's definitely not in that same age bracket.
No, this was one of those that was a little bit outside.
I think this one's going to be a little bit higher in the age bracket. Just
little different.
A little bit.
And she also did appear in Team America World Police, but it wasn't actually her voice.
Oh, we got a 74.
Okay, 74.
76.
Here's a 76.
Do I go in between or do I go above? Let's go above. We'll go 78.
Oh, so close. It was 77.
Dang it. So close.
So close.
So close. Yeah, so far.
All right. Next up, she was in the video for Fancy by Iggy Azalea because it kind of parodied a movie that she was in way back when, as if it is Batgirl herself, Alicia Silverstone.
So
also from Clueless.
So Clueless. I think she's going to be back in the same age group we were just in. Not the Susan one, but the older people, Sean Williams.
Yeah, right. She could be Susan Sarandon. She may just age really well.
I mean, she could just age really
well. Oh, no.
Okay. Hi. Weird entrance. But okay. We got a 49 and a 47. 48 for Alicia Silverstone? Sub, how old is Alicia Silverstone?
48.
That was the number I gave. We got a 41 for Tiger.
49.
All right. The total answer, 47.
GG.
47 for Batgirl.
Okay.
All right. Three more. Next up, from Zombieland and The Social Network, Jesse Eisenberg. He was also Lex Luthor in the Man of Steel movies.
Now, I think he's going to be a little bit lower than who the Facebook guy. Wasn't he the Facebook guy?
He played Mark Zuckerberg in
the
Social Network.
Chat, what do you think? Got 37 and 38.
38. Ah, damn it.
Team Chat, He was also the neurotic guy from Zombieland.
I got a 36. What do you say, Sub?
Well, you said 38, right?
No, I chat.
Someone in chat said 38.
Yeah, someone in chat said 38.
I'll do 39.
All right, give me 40 then.
Rock going with that, and he got it correct. 40 years old.
Just basically everyone with 36, 37, 38. Let's go. 40. No, thanks.
All right, next up, she was the original Pink Ranger, and I believe she was on a show Flashpoint on CBS. Amy Jo Johnson.
That's a good show. I used to watch that. She was hot, too. 55.
We got a 55 from Subchat. What are you thinking out there in the internet land? What's on your mind? We got a 59? A 59? Okay. Well, that makes me feel really old if it's 59. 56? 52? 54.
53.
Oh, dang it.
It still makes us feel old, the fact that the original Pink Ranger is 53 years old. God, that show came out when I was in middle school. And finally, celebrating a birthday today, he's a music producer, he's a cantankerous bastard, and he is the person that is most synonymous with American Idol, Simon Cowell.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Ryan Seacrest.
No.
He had a baby, and that really mellowed him out.
And also now I guess America's Got Talent is his big show.
Okay. We got a 65 in chat from Tiger. 50, we got a 67. 64? We got a 67, a 68, you got a 64. 63.
64.
There you go, Sub.
And finally, we're in the spooky season.
We are in the spooky season, yes.
Ooh.
So when October rolls around, I always like to kind of theme it a little bit for this part. So our movie of the week this week is a bit of a thriller. It's The Shining from 1980.
Okay, let's learn some things.
So here's some
facts. By the way, real quick, do you remember last year when I was supposed to do a scary story thing from a book I had?
Maybe.
And I couldn't find the book, and I never did it because I couldn't find the fucking book. I found that fucking book a couple weeks ago. I gotta dig that bitch back out.
Save it for Halloween.
I just thought it was kind of funny.
Save it for Halloween. We'll need it.
I was gonna say save it for the week before Halloween because
the 28th. He's not here, so you'll fill in the gap with the story.
Rock needs content.
All right, it's like haunted stories and real life haunted stories and shit.
Who knows, Rock? Maybe I'll even prep a special corner for you.
There you go.
All right, so some movie and trivia.
I couldn't understand a word he just said, but let's tell us about The Shining.
All right, The Shining. So for the scene in which Jack breaks down the bathroom door, the props department built a door that could be easily broken. However, Jack Nicholson had worked as a volunteer fire marshal and tore it down far too easy. The props department were then forced to have to build a stronger door. Jack Nicholson and Shelley Duvall have expressed open resentment against the reception of this film, feeling that critics and audiences credited Stanley Kubrick solely for the film's success without considering the effort of the actor's crew or the strength of Stephen King's underlying material. Nicholson and Duvall have said the film was one of the hardest of their careers. In fact, Nicholson considers Duvall's performance the most difficult he's ever seen an actress take on, and Duvall also considers her performance the hardest of her life. Due to the film's cult following, it has been subject to many outlandish myths. One of the most famous ones is that to get Jack Nicholson in the right agitated mood, he was fed only cheese sandwiches for 2 weeks, something which he absolutely hates. Throwing around a tennis ball inside the Overlook Hotel was Jack Nicholson's idea. The script had originally only specified, quote, "Jack is not working," end quote. There are so many changes to the script during shooting, a scene change was made almost daily, that Jack Nicholson claimed that he stopped reading it. He would only read the new pages that were given to him each day. Nicholson also said that eventually, when presented with the revised scene, he would throw it in the trash, knowing another one was coming anyway. Stanley Kubrick, known for his compulsiveness and numerous takes, got the difficult shot of the blood pouring from the elevators in only 3 takes. This would be remarkable if it weren't for the fact that the shot also took 9 days to set up. Every time the doors opened and the blood poured out, Kubrick would say, quote, "It doesn't look like blood," end quote. In the end, the shot took approximately a year to get right. Angelica Houston lived with Jack Nicholson during the time of the filming of this movie. She recalled that due to the long hours on set and Kubrick's trademark style of repetitive takes, Nicholson would often return home from a day of shooting, walk straight to bed, collapse into it, and would immediately fall asleep. The only shoot in the movie not achieved in camera was the slow zoom in on the model of the maze, which has the tiny figures of Danny and Wendy walking around at the center. To achieve this shot, a model of the maze was shot from about 6 feet above. Then, the small central section of the maze was built to scale next to an apartment complex. Shelley Duvall and Danny Lloyd then walked about in the center section while the camera crew filmed it from the roof of the apartment building. The two shots were then seemingly composited together. The, quote, snowy maze near the conclusion of the movie consisted of 900 tons of salt and crushed styrofoam.
Wow.
And finally, Stanley Kubrick considered Robert De Niro and Robin Williams for the role of Jack Torrance, but he decided against both of them. Kubrick did not think De Niro would suit the role after watching his performance in Taxi Driver, as he deemed De Niro not psychotic enough for the role. He did not think Robin Williams would suit the role after watching his performance on Mork and Mindy, deeming he deemed him too psychotic for the role. According to Stephen King, Kubrick had also briefly considered Harrison Ford. And that is the abbreviated Intern's Corner.
There you go. Joining us to play our game is the Godfather of Extreme Rock Park. So, years for years, we played some games on this show every once in a blue moon, especially when we could actually play real music, but we can no longer play real music, so we can't really do the original way we would do this game. Thanks, DMCA. But we have a way to do it. We're going to play 8-bit. Name that tune. So that's how we're going to get around DMCA. Go 8-bit. You can't. It's not the real song. You can't. It's fine. So chat, get ready. Let's name some tunes. Here's your first one. What is it, Brent?
Hey Soul Sister by Train.
Okay, that's one for Soul Sister by Train. Sub, do you know what it is?
No.
No. Rob, do you know what it is?
I'll go along with the intern's answer. That sort of sounds familiar.
That was, in fact. I was waiting for more to kick in, but it didn't. Soul Sister. Hey, Soul Sister by Train. Here is your next one. All right. We got some answers.
Is this salt and pepper?
We got one.
I was gonna say, that's salt and pepper. Push it. Push it real okay. Good.
Do you agree?
It does help when somebody doesn't yell real loud so I can fucking hear it.
Gee, that's a switch.
Do you agree with that, Rob? Is it push it? Push it real good?
Yeah, I'll go with it. Yeah. If these two guys are confident that it is, that I'll push it.
It is, in fact, salt and pepper. Push it. All right, next one.
This could be two possible songs, Rock.
It could be two possible songs.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, too. I'm like, wait a minute, isn't this a parody and a real song? So I'll go with Amish Paradise.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm going to disagree with that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to go with it's either Riding Dirty by Chamillionaire or White and Nerdy. It's White and Nerdy by Weird Al Yankovic.
I'll go Chamillionaire.
It is, in fact, Chamillionaire. It's not. What did you say, Sub?
Never mind. I can't remember it. What's next? What happened?
All right, then I'll play this one. For Sub, we'll play this one because it's fitting for what he wants us to do.
Thank you. unfortunately, I do.
At first, I was like gonna start singing, "Hey, Mickey, you're so fine, you blow my mind, hey, Mickey." But no, I don't know it.
Tiger says the song feels very Swift. Yeah.
Rob? Would you like to care to admit to knowing the song?
I'll admit to hearing the song. I do not know what the name is.
Brian?
That would be Shake It Off by one T-Swizzle, a.k.a. Mrs. Travis Kelce, a.k.a. Taylor Swift. Am I the what?
Are you a Swiftie?
Are you an official Swiftie?
Fuck no, I ain't paying tickets. I ain't paying that money to go see her. Fuck that.
But you do know her songs.
I think everyone knows
pop music.
Everyone knows that song at this point. She's a cult leader. Yeah, she is. She's a cult leader. All right, next one.
Material Girl in a Material World.
Barbie Girl by Aqua?
Yep.
That would in fact be Barbie Girl by Aqua. Yes, question.
Since I know the intern has probably seen the Barbie movie, is that song actually in the movie?
I have not seen the Barbie movie, actually.
Chat, can we confirm if I was in there? Because I know people in chat have seen it.
I know there was a remake of the song done by Cardi B.
We have an I think. That's the best answer.
But not surprised.
We got it. All right, next one. Yes, Rob.
All the Small Things by Blink-182.
That would...
A.K.A. the song about Tim.
That would be correct. All the Small Things. Everyone knows it, but it's not Avril Lavigne like some people thought. This should be an easy one.
This was a great episode.
We played the commercial earlier. Everyone, what is it?
Oh, but Gum Gum Style!
Busai.
There you go.
Is he still holding the record?
He might. We'll have to figure that one out.
I know he's still touring, which is good for him.
Good for him. All right, next one.
Couldn't really hear that gain. The gain on the music you played cut it out.
Really? Interesting.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say, a lot of the music that you've been playing...
cutting in and out.
Yeah. It's like...
weird, because I tested it and was working fine on over the
thing. I think it's like notes or something almost seems like it gets too high for it or too loud. I don't know.
Interesting. Anyway, that was the Circle of Life from The Lion King, since they couldn't hear it. Let's see. Maybe this one will work.
Oh,
No.
Nope.
Brent got it.
I heard the very bit and then it cut out, but I from that little bit, I know it.
What is it, Brent?
That would be the Crab Rave.
Weird. I don't know why Discord likes to cut out songs, but, you know.
The what?
The Crab Rave. You've never heard of Crab Rave?
I have not. I'll have to look it up after the show.
It was a movement for a while. All right, we'll try one more, see if it plays through.
Oh, yes.
Rob said, oh, yes.
Even yep. Sub should know this.
Know it.
I know the song, but I don't know the actual band.
What's the song, Sub? We'll help you with the band.
Alien Ant Farm?
No. Just say what the song is. Yeah, we'll help you with the band.
I don't remember the lyrics.
Seven Nation Army, the White Stripes.
The original entrance song of one Pat McAfee.
Everybody, that sounds like hey now, you want to be a rock star? Hey now, yeah,
yeah, it was hey now, you're an all star. Get your game on.
It was all star by Smash Mouth, RIP.
Yeah, I actually watched Smash that one Mouth, actually cut out. The other ones have been on that one, I saw cut out.
Look at Sub getting that, like
wow,
I only heard the, like the first four notes and it went dead for me.
Yeah,
well, Rob, he knows it from Shrek, so.
Can't touch this. I know Rob's clueless on this one.
That was
no, I was singing along too.
That one was actually can't touch this, but it could have also been Super Freak by Rick James if it weren't for the do in the middle.
Right. Super Freak.
They probably didn't hear it, but Chad, do you know that one?
I heard it. I know.
You know?
You're playing it the wrong time of year, Rock.
I know. Does Chad know? I want to see if Chad knows that one.
No way.
That's not
you don't know that?
Really the wrong time of the year. Yeah, really the wrong time of the year.
It needs to be April.
They say they know it, but they haven't said it. So do they really?
No one has said it.
Do they really know it?
Again, it's all right, Chad. I'm drawing a blank, too. And, you know, probably once it's said, I'm like,
You don't know that, Rob?
It sounded like World 3-2 off of Super Mario Brothers 3.
There you go. Good answer.
It's gonna be me.
It's gonna be me.
And just because, we'll just skip into this one. That was probably too loud for them. That was Sam.
Yeah, we didn't hear anything on that one.
That one didn't kick through at all. Okay. Sure. How about there?
Okay.
Oh, there we go.
So it picks it up better there. Okay, that's good.
I am a culture person.
There.
I was going to say, cross your fist in front of you. It is.
No, it is Phil. That. I know. I don't like it just because you can't punch team. God damn it. Sounds like the Godfather theme.
It is.
It is.
It was.
Okay, but stop cutting out.
It was. Anyway, that was some... 8-bit named that tune. Time for some picks.
Sit. Hype. It's time for Subway and Rob's, and also, I guess, the interns, but not Jobber's expert NFL picks.
These picks are for entertainment purposes. If for some reason you use these picks for bidding purposes, we don't fully endorse them. However, if you end up making money from them, please send us some.
Are you ready for some football?
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to Football Pro 99.
All right, time to get in some picks. But live in London, it is the Jaguars and the Bills. Sub.
The Bills.
Rob.
You know, I figure since Jags have already been there, they know what to do, so.
I mean, they've been there for a week.
Yeah, I mean, didn't have to go anywhere. Go Jaguars.
Brent?
In a game that kicks off in about 3 hours, I'll go with the Bills.
We got the Texans.
Are we having another Toy Story game on this?
No, sadly no.
No, this one is Cars.
If only. That would be great. Texans and the Falcons.
Texans. Falcons.
Dirty Birds.
Panthers and Lions.
Lions.
Rob.
Good answer.
Brent.
Who is it?
Panthers and Lions.
Lions.
Detroit Rock City.
Tennessee and Indianapolis.
Tennessee.
Rob.
Tennessee and who?
Indy.
Oh, we'll go with Titans.
Brent.
Indy and their new signed running back.
Giants and Dolphins.
Giants.
Rob. Giants and Dolphins.
Fins.
Brent.
The Dolphins.
Saints and the Patriots.
Saints.
Rob, Saints or the Patriots?
We'll go Patriots.
Saints.
Ravens and the Steelers.
Steelers.
Oh, Ravens.
Ravens.
Eagles and Rams.
Rams.
Philly.
Maybe the Birds can actually play a good game for once.
I mean, we are 4-0, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, but they played like shit.
We're winning. That's all that matters. Bengals and the Cardinals. Ugh.
Cardinals.
We'll go with the Bengals.
The Cats.
You want to talk about playing bad, Brant?
Which one?
The Bengals. Cardinals had no expectations. Bengals, though.
Yeah, Bengals have been playing bad. The next game that you're going to mention is also really bad.
Jets and the Broncos.
Broncos.
If you have any house chores to do, do it that game. You're not going to miss much. I guess the Bronx?
I'll go with the team that actually has a quarterback, the Broncos. And Brock, I'm forced to watch the Bengals and Cardinals game.
Enjoy. Chiefs and the Vikings.
Vikings.
Rob.
Chiefs.
Brent.
I'm going to go with Mr. Taylor Swift and the Chiefs.
Cowboys and the 49ers.
Oh, shit. This is Saturday night, or Sunday night, isn't it?
It is.
I'm going to go, Cowboys and who?
49ers.
Oh, God. Cowboys.
Yeah, I got to go Cowboys.
I'm going for my team, but I don't feel great about it.
Packers and the Raiders.
I'm going to go with the Pack.
Who we got?
Packers and the Raiders.
Oh, Packers.
Jordan Love.
Huh? Oh, could you would put an I next? Okay, whatever. Wow. Apparently, Packy is offensive. If you misspell Pack.
Wow.
Packy is offensive, according to Twitch.
Huh.
Okay. Whatever.
I mean, I still see it, but it puts up a moderation.
I had to approve it first. Okay.
Watch what you say, chat.
Don't spell things correctly.
We are an inclusive environment here on CB Radio.
We don't condone
those things.
Apparently, it's a slur, but it's not. Is that even spelled that way, or is the slur different?
No.
Yeah. Is it with an E, right, or something? I don't know.
We'll discuss it off the air.
We'll discuss it over there. Okay. Anywho, the debate.
It is time for the Greater Than Great Debate.
Ah, it's spelled that way as a slur. Not the way he spelled it, though.
No, yeah.
Yeah. Got it. Yeah. Why put in what he spelled? The other came up, then spelled the other way. Yeah.
I'm glad all these sound effects are working for your side, Rock, because if they weren't, it would be a really, it'd be a jumble up show. Yeah.
Everyone hears it. Everyone else hears it. Discord hates it.
It comes across on the other side. Just.
You know what's funny about that? I tested it the other day through my phone. Worked perfect.
Huh.
Same
setup
over.
Not when we're on a call. Because I can tell you from.
No, but I'm saying I did it over a call. Like, we're doing it now. Worked perfect. Because I tested it before we did 8-bit. I was like, it sounded perfect.
Yeah, whenever you do music on here or on WTR.
Yeah, I know.
It's one of those times, like, I'm just like, I wait for you.
Yeah, that's fine. All right, get into the debate.
All right. So our debate this week, because Rock is a sadist.
Yeah.
New words and phrases for 2023. So these are ones that were selected by which organization, Rock?
The Merriam-Webster Dictionary. These are actually in the dictionary now.
So they're going to go in the dictionary.
Yes.
They have been added to the dictionary.
Yes.
So they'll be usable in Scrabble.
Yes, they are usable in Scrabble. Yes.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
All right.
Then they added 690 of them. They didn't share all 690. But
no, Rock grabbed 64 of them and threw them on here.
They gave us like 68 of them, so here we are.
That's great.
Do they actually ever delete words from the dictionary that aren't used as often, or?
I don't know.
Do they just keep adding them?
They just keep adding. They just make the book bigger.
Who buys books? Anyway.
So, in our first round matchup, Smashburger takes on Jolif Rice.
What?
Smash Burger. And
oh, is Jolif Rice? Are you pronouncing that right?
I have no clue. J-O-L-L-O-F.
Sounds good to me. I don't know.
It's a West African dish of rice cooked in a sauce of tomatoes and onions, seasoned usually with garlic, thyme, and hot peppers and other spices, and accompanied by meat, fish, or vegetables.
Oh, yeah. I'm pretty sure we're pronouncing that wrong, but that sounds good, so I'll go with that.
Go Smash Burger.
Smash Burger.
Sub.
The second one.
Woo Smash Burger. Next.
Goated. Stage noun.
Go with goated.
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 Moves on. Next.
Next up. Rotoscope takes on Bussin'.
Big Ben Bussin'. These are all words. Learn them.
No, they're not.
Guess they are. Brent?
Go with stage goat.
No, it's rotoscope or bussin'.
Oh, I'll go with rotoscope.
That be bussin', y'all.
It's extremely good, excellent, especially delicious and tasty. Bussin'.
African-American slang.
You went scope. Sub, what do you got?
Bussin'.
Big bad bussin' moves on next.
Bussin' makes you feel good. Microtransaction rewild.
Microtransaction.
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 Hang on, I have to see something real quick.
Rewild was the second word. Rewild.
I'm going to go with rewild.
Hey, chat, you want to know what a microtransaction is? It's when you use creator code RocketSock in the Fortnite shop. Buy things in the Fortnite item shop. Hashtag F.
Wow.
He's good.
He shoehorned that one in.
Next.
Oh, God. Next up, Tabata. And vector graphics.
Vector graphics.
Tabata bread.
I'm going to go with a vector.
What are the choices? Ciabatta and what?
Tabata. T-A-B-A-T-A. Or vector graphics.
Like she knows, she knows what tomata. It's Tabata. T-A-B-A-T-A.
T-A.
Yeah. Not tomata.
Vector graphics, I guess.
Go with that. We're going to go to the wheel here in a second to figure... can't bear either. Wheel.
Option one.
Tabata moves on next.
Beast mode. Doggo.
Bree mode. I mean,
Bree mode.
Bree beast mode.
What did
you better watch it? He has that on soundboard.
Wait, what did you say? What did you say? Repeat it, sub.
Bree mode.
Ah, good time. Good times.
Rock, please tell me you got that clipped.
We will get that clipped. Exclamation point.
Thank
clip,
you.
Chat.
Don't doggo.
Also.
I'll go doggo.
God damn it, Rob. You missed it. This fucking thing took over a whole fucking debate.
He said doggo. Brent, you went with.
I went doggo.
Sub, you're going. Bree mode, right? 1, 2, 3.
Bree mode.
Bree mode, or beast mode, moves on next.
Non-player character, boss.
Boss.
NPC.
It's NPC. Boss time!
What was that, Rob?
I'll go NPC.
NPC moves on next.
Vanity card, stagiaire?
Sure.
Vanity.
They have a definition of the second word.
I think I know what it is, Rock, you asshole.
Just call it. A usually unpaid intern working in a professional kitchen as part of their training to become a chef. A cook who's doing a stage.
I'll go with lone jobber.
A vanity card. Okay. You know the ending title cards in like the Big Bang Theory? That's a vanity card. It's best,
yeah.
Best way to describe it. We have one vanity card. Brent, you're going.
Intern.
Intern. Sub.
What were the options?
It was vanity card or stagiaire.
Oh, yeah, I said vanity card.
Okay. Wheel.
Option two.
Stagiaire moves on next.
All right. Into a round number twos, we have Smash Burger taking on Goated.
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 Smash.
Goated.
Goated moves on next.
Y'all see Rey Mysterio had goat on his fucking tights?
Because he's the one of the greatest of all time.
I guess he is like their only legend left, right?
One of.
Well, I mean, one of them showing up on NXT this week.
Yeah. All right, next.
Who?
Taker.
What? Oh, I gotta watch.
All right, next.
Bussin', microtransaction.
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 Micro.
Macro. No.
micro.
Microtransaction moves on. Next.
Tabata, beast mode.
Beast mode?
Free mode.
Free mode.
Brent?
Play it.
Free mode.
One more time.
Free mode.
Moves on. Next.
All right. Oh, God, this is going to happen again. Non-player character, intern. For French for intern.
Yeah, they're kind of like the same thing. NPC.
Intern.
NPC.
That trend that hit TikTok for about a week.
NPC. Interns get nowhere.
Hey.
NPC moves on next.
Goated microtransaction.
Goat it.
Goat it.
Micro.
Goat.
And goat it moves on next.
NPC beast mode.
NPC.
Hit it, Rock.
Free mode.
NPC.
Marshawn Lynch.
Go with Fuck Seattle. He says Fuck Seattle, so no more.
Free mode.
As NPC moves on next.
Goated NPC.
Goat it.
NPC.
Shopkeeper.
Right?
Goated.
NPC moves on next.
All right, back into round number ones. Cromulent meme stock.
Cromulent.
Meme stock.
Cromulent?
Cromulent. There's an R, Rock.
Oh, Cromulent.
There you go.
What'd you go with, Brent?
I'll go with meme stock.
Sub? Who you went with? Ooh.
Meme.
Meme. Moves on. Next. Cromulent meant informal, informal plus humorous, acceptable, satisfactory. Cromulent.
Jort Sheffy.
Jort.
Jort. John Cena. Brent?
Jort.
Rob?
Yeah, I guess we're bringing that word back. Jorts.
Jort moves on. Next.
Bracketology. Kiss and cry.
Bracketology.
Bracketology.
Bracketology, because I have no clue what the fuck the other one is.
Well, it seems right, considering what we're doing right now. Bracketology.
Bracketology, yeah. Moves on next.
Okay, kiss and cry. A area adjacent to a skating rink where figure skaters wait for their marks immediately after performing in a comp. Really? They put that in the dictionary?
Apparently.
Fuck's sake. NGL, tiny house. I hate this world.
Yeah.
Not
getting
house?
Any better, is it?
Nope.
NGL.
NGL.
Fuck a tiny house. NGL, even though I hate what it stands for.
Not gonna lie.
I will lie.
Not gonna lie.
Yeah, you can say it. You don't have to abbreviate it, but whatever.
Whatever.
Quiet quit. Battle rope.
Quiet quit?
Le quiet quit.
Yeah.
Quiet
quit.
Moves on. Next. Oh, God.
Grammable. Crate dig.
Kids. Just kids. Grammable. It's fucking kids.
I'm gonna hate looking up what this word means.
Which one? Grammable?
Grammable.
Grammable?
Oh, yeah. I knew I was gonna hate it.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna go with anything abbreviated, so crate dig.
So you went with grammable?
Grammables. Grammable.
Rob?
I'll go for the crate dig.
Grammable. It should be very obvious what it is. It's posting on Instagram. Grammable.
Fuck that shit.
You kids should know these things. You'd be hip and cool and know these words. Anyway, grammable will move on next. Gets better. Gets better.
Finsta and K-fabe.
Oh. What was that first word?
Finsta.
And that second word?
Kayfabe.
Or otherwise known as...
Kayfabe.
Yeah.
Kayfabe.
Kayfabe is dead, thanks to, you know, Jim Duggan and Rob Van Dam.
And the internet.
And the internet. All right,
and Dave Meltzer.
And what are you going with, Brent?
I will go with the Kayfabe.
Sub, you're going with?
Kayfobo.
Rob, you're going with?
Kayfob.
Kayfob moves on. Next.
Smishing rage quit.
Rage quit.
I just read what smishing is. Oh my god. Rage quit.
Hang on.
I can read it to you.
Oh.
The practice of sending text messages to someone in order to trick the person to revealing personal or confidential information, which can then be used for criminal purposes. Smishing.
So kind of like phishing,
but
kind of doxing.
But
smishing.
Smishing.
What?
There should be a separate dictionary for these words.
That's Mizzle, my Bizzle.
Rage quit will move on, but anyway.
Rage quit, yeah. All
right, just moving on. Next.
Round number twos. Meme stock, Jort.
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 Meme stock.
Brett Favre.
Jorts, move on next.
Bracketology, NGL.
NGL.
Bracketology.
Bracketology.
Lenardi.
Bracketology, we'll move on next.
What's up?
You, next.
Oh, sorry, my bad. I didn't know we moved on. Well, I'm going to quiet quit now, or it's going to be grammable.
Quiet.
Oh, grammable. How much do you get at a grammable?
About 20 bucks.
I mean, if you're really good.
I bought a whole quarter for $12.50.
I mean, if you're really good at it, grammable is very, you can make a lot of money.
I'll go quiet quit, by the way.
Moves on next.
Really, Rob? Quiet quit?
I never have done that in my life.
Nope, never once.
Nope, never.
Nope.
Kayfabe, rage quit.
That one, though.
Not that.
That one, on the other hand.
Everybody fear when I quit a job.
Rage quit.
Rage in the cage.
Right.
I'm gonna rage.
Sub.
Rage quit and what?
Kayfabe.
Oh yeah, I say kayfabe.
Rage quit moves on next.
Jort bracketology.
Jort. Dirt.
Bracketology.
Jort.
Brackets.
Bracketology moves on next.
All right, we're gonna have a quit here. It's either a quiet or a rage.
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 Smashing pumpkins.
Throw my controller across the room.
Rage quit.
It's all the small things.
Bracketology. Rage quit.
Rage.
Rage.
I already quit, so bracketology.
Roger.
Five, four, three, two, one. Rage quit. We'll move on next.
All right, back into round number ones. Forever Chemical. Doom Scroll.
We're all doomed at this point.
We're all doomed.
Doom Scroll. Moves on next.
Hallucination. That's not in the dictionary?
What?
Apparently it's not in the dictionary. Or this meaning. This meaning may not be in the dictionary. Or, say it, Brent. Come on.
No.
Say it.
I don't want to.
Say it.
Riz.
Riz.
Rizzo? Frank Rizzo?
Mm-hmm.
Frank Rizzo.
Fuck that one.
So you're going hallucination, Brent?
Fuck the...
I'm going hallucination.
Rob?
No. Hallucination.
Does not win. Riz wins. Hallucination, a plausible but false or misleading response generated by an artificial intelligence algorithm. Hallucination. Next.
Girl boss, TFW.
Kids with these TF.
Girl boss.
Girl boss.
OMG, I'm not using abbreviations. Girl boss. Slay.
That face win? What? Rob?
I'll go with the dyslexic WTF.
Girl boss moves on next.
UAP. Mm-hmm. Night and nasty. What?
It's
night
another term for UFO.
No, the other one is not. But say it. Please try to pronounce the other one.
I don't even know how to pronounce that.
Hold on. Where's our little handy text to speech?
Microsoft Sam?
Microsoft Sam sound alike. Try for free. Yes. Go to the thing. Come on, Google Cloud. You wanna? No, fuck that one. We'll find a different one. Here's your free trial information. There we go. Here's one. That should.
Nick Dynasty. Nick Dynasty.
Nick Nasty.
Nick Dynasty.
Go. You will go Nick with the other flat. We'll go with UAP. We'll go with just UAP.
Sure. One time I'll do an abbreviation, because that does not look like what that word's supposed to be.
Rob?
We'll go with the Foo Fighters. UFO.
UFO moves on next.
Cutscene, speedrun.
Okay, two actual legitimate words, finally.
I guess.
Well, cutscene and speedrun, they're two good words.
I'm going to go with what this tournament is supposed to be, a speedrun.
Cutscene?
Speedrun.
Speedrun.
Anyone else for speedrun?
No.
So you're going cutscene. Got it.
Yeah.
Speedrun moves on next.
Generative AI, TTYL.
Genital TI.
TTYL. That can earn you some points in Scrabble. Same.
Generative AI.
No, TTYL. That could earn some points in Scrabble.
Generative AI.
Especially when you're
AI is only worth 2 points. That is, you're really struggling there.
So TTYL, Rob?
Oh, TTYL.
FML.
NGL.
SSW.
Bingo card. Padawan. Really? They've added fucking Padawan into the dictionary.
So definitely bingo card. Bingo card.
Padawan.
Why is bingo card not already in the dictionary?
It's got to have a second meaning, like an urban dictionary style meaning.
A list of possible expected or likely scenarios, usually used in the phrase on one's bingo card.
Yeah, Twitter does a lot of that stuff, don't they?
Probably. So, Brent, you're going?
I'll go Padawan, I guess.
So I went Padawan. Rob?
Yeah, I go Padawan, just because I watched some clips from the 2 episodes of that Ahsoka Star Wars.
Mm. Ahsoka?
That too.
Ahsoka.
From Ahsoka, Japan.
You know,
it's Ahsoka.
That wrestler from Kyoto, Japan that we saw tonight. Mm. Ahsoka.
Which one is she in that show?
All she's right. The main character.
Next.
Pro-social cape.
Capes?
Cape. C-A-P-E.
That's been in the dictionary.
To act as a defender or supporter. Cape.
What?
Go cape. Not Kate. Cape.
Cappy.
Moves on. Next.
Cape.
All right. Into round number 2s. We have a Doom Scroll taking on Riz.
Riz.
The second one, Riz.
Doom Scroll.
Yeah, still going Doom Scroll.
Riz moved on.
God damn it. Girl Boss UAP.
Girl Boss.
Girl Boss.
Slay Queen.
Girl Boss moves on. Next.
Speed Run TTYL.
TTYL.
I go TT.
Speed Run.
Speed Kills.
Wheel.
Option 2.
TTYL moves on. Next.
Padawan Kate.
Cape.
Padawan.
Padawan.
Padawan moves on next.
Hey, Rock, does anything happen to the younglings?
I don't know. What's a youngling?
Did you ever see that clip from Jen?
No. What's a youngling? Next.
Moving on. Riz takes on Girl Boss.
Brent, question.
Yes.
What do you have against Riz?
The absolute concept.
Explain.
Now I have to look it up.
Rock, would you care to provide a definition?
Romantic appeal or charm? Riz.
Charisma.
No.
Girl Boss.
Yeah, we'll go Christian.
He's going Riz. All right. Apparently, Girl Boss. Apparently you're married because you don't have any Riz.
I don't need Riz.
Next.
TTYL Padawan.
TTYL.
Padawan.
Padawan.
Paddington Bear.
Padawan moves on. Next.
Riz Padawan.
Riz.
Padawan.
Padawan.
Rob.
Ahsoka.
Padawan moves on. Next.
All right. Back into our round number 1s. Jump Scare Green Chemistry.
Jump Scare.
Green Chemistry.
Brian.
Jump Scare.
Rob.
Green Chemistry.
Jump Scare moves on. Next.
Cold Open. Pass Key.
Cold Open.
Pass Key.
Cold Open.
Pass Key.
Cold Open moves on. Next.
Thirst Trap Nerdle.
The fuck is Nerdle?
Really?
Nerdle.
God.
Nerdle.
Words.
Thirst Trap.
Thirst Trap.
Rob.
Nerdle.
From the Tiki Talks.
And the Grammables. And the Finsta. Next.
Edgelord. Logline.
Logline.
Edgelord.
Logline. That's the line to the bathroom at a concert that's like, you know, 50 feet long. Just waiting to go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or a simple synopsis of a screenplay, film, novel, etc. It's pitching a novel, pitching a movie. A logline.
That's just known as a pitch?
Yes. Edgelord moves on next.
Nerf imping.
Nerf.
Nerf.
Nerf or nothing.
Oh. Nerf.
Moves on next.
Last Mile, Chef's Kiss.
Chef's Kiss.
Chef's kiss.
Moves on. Next.
Street date, mid.
That's just a prostitute.
Yeah.
No, that's not a prostitute.
I mean, it sounds like something you would do with a prostitute.
It would. It would. But mid, sadly.
Mid.
Sub?
Street date?
Rob?
Whoa, who's jerking off?
I'll go street date.
Mid.
Put that shit away.
Mid moves on. Next.
Simp. Zush?
No idea.
But... Simp.
Simp. That was one of the...
things we can't really say
Stooges,
on...
right?
Yeah.
Things we can't say on Twitch.
Things you really can't say on Twitch moves on. Next.
Jump scare. Cold open.
Jump scare.
Jump scare.
Cold open.
Jump scare moves on. Next.
Thirst trap. Edgelord.
Thirst trap.
Thirst trap.
The Grammables.
Rated R superstar.
Wheel.
Option one.
Your thirst traps move on. Next.
Nerf. Chef's kiss.
Chef's kiss.
Nerf.
Chef's kiss.
Nerf.
Wheel.
Option one.
Nerf moves on. Next.
Mid. Word you cannot say on Twitch.
The word is simp. Simp, simp, yeah. Mid.
The first one.
What Cleveland is, Rock?
Mid. Mid.
Moves I'll on. Go with the middle.
Yeah, mid moves on. Next.
Jump scare, thirst trap.
Thirst trap.
Trap gear.
Trap.
Moves on. Next.
Nerf, mid.
Mid.
Super soaker.
Nerf. Nerf order.
Brent?
Mid.
Moves on. Next.
Thirst trap, mid.
Thirst trap.
Yeah, trap.
Mid.
Mid.
Wheel.
Option two.
Mid moves on. Next.
All right. We are into our semifinals for, unfortunately, the new words and phrases of 2023. God, I hate humanity right now.
Yeah.
Non-player character takes on Rage Quit.
Rage Quit.
NPC.
The Rajay.
Rob?
Innkeeper.
Move on. Next. Then I'm playable character. Next.
In our other matchup, Padawan takes on Mid.
Mid.
Padawan.
Mid.
Rob?
I guess Mid.
Mid moves on. Now our main event. Because there's no more third place because they hit us.
Well, I thought you said you found a way of doing third place.
No.
Well, remember the one time it was at the very bottom.
Because it was the old bracket.
Oh, well, fine. Yeah.
They didn't give
all
it
right,
back.
In your
in the new ones, they don't
main
give,
event.
In the new ones, they don't give it back to us. If it was made and that's we right, started
because,
it.
Because they're assholes.
Yeah.
All right, in your main event, we have non-player character, a.k.a. NPC, PDQ ASAP, takes on mid.
Sub.
NPC.
Brent.
NPC.
Rob.
NPC.
I'm going to go mid, but everyone else goes NPC. You're a winner. NPC.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh wait, that's the other three.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Rock, right, when can they hear more about yeah?
Tomorrow night on WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio at 10 PM Eastern. Monday it's the Raw Post Show, 11 PM Eastern. The Rack is live Thursday night, 10 PM Eastern. We'll recap yeah. Fastlane on that show as well. Back next Saturday night. 11:30 PM Eastern for another edition of CB Radio. Yeah. It's CB Radio Live on Facebook, Twitter, and the website. And the website.
CBRadioLive.com.
You were cutting out that time.
There, yeah.
I give up with this group. Anyway. At Wild Talk Radio, at CB Radio GUE, at King Kids, at Lone Jobber, at Wade Manson. Final thoughts up.
You know, I spit in the face of people I don't think are cool, but you guys are pretty cool. Peace.
Rob.
I appreciate everyone hanging out with us tonight. Rest in peace, Did Buckus. Thanks for helping us get the win. See you all next week.
Right.
You can hear all my thoughts about the show that happened earlier tonight tomorrow. And yeah, you'll see what I have to say. Thanks.
This has been CB Radio Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. We'll see you next Saturday night. 11:30 p.m. Eastern. Along the airwaves of Wild Talk Radio Network. Streaming live at wildtalkradio.com. Twitch.tv/WTRLive. And
CBRadioLive.com.
Wild Talk Radio Network.